High FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Professor Barry Shoup, Chair of the Ministerial Advisory Committee on Covert Vaccines. Professor, so good to be talking to you today. Again, very good afternoon.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Gary. Nice to be with you again.
Yeah, we always appreciate these chats. So, Professor, today, climate change affecting sort of diseases, infectious diseases. Can you give us some more insight into this?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, look, this is, as I think it's very well known, climate change is really very much upon us. You know, we had the kind of skeptics some while back who doubted there was such an entity as climate change. But now, you know, with the greenhouse gases being in the atmosphere, et cetera, we're now starting to feel it. We can see this enormous flooding in Pakistan, for example, the droughts in Europe and the extremely high temperatures there. So we're now starting to see the manifestations of climate change. As it affects as diseases, yeah, well, obviously, you know, it affects health directly. Floods and temperature and so on have the direct effect. But also, you know, it destroys infrastructure, particularly the provision of clean water when you're talking about infectious diseases. And that's one of the big worries, a big concern, for example, in Pakistan, where they've got the major droughts and the destruction of the water supply. And the inability to get clean water to the population is a major, major, very serious threat in terms of spread of a whole variety of infectious diseases, from gastric infectious diseases to respiratory to a whole lot of diseases. And then we have the other kind of problem that these conditions, there's a destruction of habitats, of animals that carry disease. Yeah, you know, whether it's kind of insects, whether it's rodents, who then kind of intrude in human habitations. And there have been many examples where droughts, where floods have been followed by new infectious diseases. I can give you a whole list of them, but I think that the kind of concept is pretty clear. Yeah. So, yeah, climate change certainly has a major effect, yeah.
And I mean, I'm busy reading as I'm chatting to you. So it looks like there are over 200 infectious diseases that can be spread more widely amongst humans because of climate extremes. And I mean, this is quite frightening. And they talk about sea level rise, floods, as you mentioned, you know, hurricanes, everything can impact these diseases. And I think also the one fact is, do you think possibly because we're all living closer together, that we sort of more densely sort of populated, that this is impacting us?
I think it does to some extent. I think that the kind of congregate situation where people are, as you say, closer together, and very often with poor ventilation combining with that. We saw that in fact with COVID. You know, that was one of the big risk factors with COVID. The congregation of people close together, often indoors, poor ventilation. But I think what you're really speaking to is a kind of a broader, more holistic situation. Yeah, look, you know, the problem is that there's a limit to resources. And because there's limited resources, if there's increased population, then clearly that equation must result in some kind of knock-on effect on people's health. There's actually an interesting quote from a fellow called Frank Finner, who's one of the architects of the smallpox eradication, really well-known virologist. Mm-hmm. And he predicted that the humanity would be extinct in 100 years. He says about 15 years ago, would be extinct in 100 years because of what you just said, overpopulation, reduction of food resources, et cetera, et cetera. And look, I that's just one maybe extreme example. But you're sure, I mean, the overpopulation is a problem. It certainly is a problem in terms of having limited resources to be utilized.
You know what it is, Professor? I think it's another concern. It's, you know, we've had so many over the last couple of years and so many worries, and from COVID to the economy to our health to corruption, crime, whatever it is. And it's just another thing that we've got to worry about. And I think just relating to what you were talking about, you know, with the heat waves and whatever, obviously with us coming into summer, obviously we're going to have the summer rains, storms, the intense heat. So I think maybe this is why there's such a concern at the moment.
Yeah, I think unfortunately the kind of the effects of climate change are not that easy to predict on a kind of a regional level. Mm-hmm. We know that there are the effects, but how it's going to affect different countries in different regions, I think it's not that easy to predict. We know about the El Nino effect, the kind of sudden oscillation effect. That's more easy to chart, but that's not a climate change thing. Climate change is, I think it's more complex and difficult to kind of, see where it's going to affect and how it's going to affect different regions.
Absolutely. Professor, thank you for chatting to us again. These discussions are always interesting, and it's good to just be aware and to be alert. And Professor Barry Shoup, Chair of the Ministerial Advisory Committee on COVID Vaccine, thank you so much once again for chatting to us.